Wangan and Jagalingu traditional owners are still fighting against Queensland's proposed Adani Kaimakal coal mine. The council yesterday wrote to Adani demanding it withdraw its application to have an Indigenous Land Use Agreement, or ILUA, for the mine. Lawyer for the ILUA objection, Colin Hardy, spoke with The Wire's Catherine Andrews about what the agreement means for the traditional owners and community.
Well, there's an agreement between the company Adani and the Wangan and Jagalingu native title claim group. The Wangan and Jagalingu people have a native title claim over the Ilua area, the area where Adani intends to establish its coal mine.
Why are the traditional owners fighting against this Indigenous land use agreement?
There are a number of reasons, but the primary one is that they feel the project, or the Ilua gives permission for the project to occur, and that will disrupt their traditional culture. And also, as part of that, cause damage to their traditional land. In this particular area, there is not a lot of native title available. And where the mine is to be established, it will mean 2,850 hectares of Aboriginal land will be surrendered and native title rights and interests in that land will be gone forever.
The agreement has been labelled as fake or invalid. Can you explain why?
The meeting upon which Adani says that Ilua was authorised, people that came along on the whole were people who had never, Aboriginal people, but they had never been associated with Wangan and Jagalingu meetings before. They came from some of the missions, Warrapinda and Sherba, and they were, in a sense, given incentives to show up. So they weren't, they were bundled in. Most of them had no idea. They had never been to a Wangan and Jagalingu meeting before, and the Wangan and Jagalingu native title claims have been going for over 10 years. So they hadn't attended Wangan and Jagalingu meetings for over a decade. The majority of the ordinary Wangan and Jagalingu people had resolved that they wouldn't participate. And so that's why I think the accusation is made that it was a sham meeting where people who had never associated with Wangan and Jagalingu people, albeit they are Aboriginal people, and they might have had some ancestral connection, but they had never identified as Wangan and Jagalingu people and had never claimed that country to be theirs. So you had a lot of people that weren't connected to that country in attendance, and they were by far the majority of them. And then you had no independent assessment of what the value of the deal was. And you had it in the context where a month before, the Wangan and Jagalingu people themselves, that is the people that have been continually being part of the process, were coming up and saying, well, look, we don't want a part of it. Those applicants who had the audacity to negotiate that deal should be removed because they didn't come back to us for permission to do so in circumstances where we rejected it on two other occasions.
If the traditional owners are successful in defeating this agreement, what could it mean for other Indigenous land use agreements and communities?
Indigenous land use agreements are generally good things, I think, if they're done properly and they're done with respect. An Indigenous agreement that is entered into with everyone's eyes open and experts can be a good thing because it's a meeting of the benefits of a project with tangible benefits for communities. But where they tend to come unstuck is where they are saying, well, you give up your traditional right and here's some cash for it. That causes many divisions in the community. Of course, not all Indigenous agreement require the surrender of native title. It's where there is a surrender of native title that tend to get division in communities.
If this legal action isn't successful, what do you think your next step might be?
This immediate legal action? My clients have said they'll take action on the 14th if Adani doesn't withdraw their Ilua. And if that doesn't happen, we have said we'll go to the federal court. And if we're not successful in the federal court, it'll go further all the way up the legal chain. Currently, the Wangan and Jagalingu people have been very strong in saying that they won't accept the current arrangements with Adani, and they have been litigating on four different fronts. So a sign of determination is the fact that they haven't, many other people I think would have called it quits, but they've kept on fighting, and I think that'll continue.
Lawyer Colin Hardy speaking to The Wire's Catherine Andrews.